Do you know what I'm doing? I'm recording I'm trying to do a story about what happened in the house over there.
Oh, okay. Was that the crossbow one?
The crossbow, yeah.
Now, do you know what? I didn't know where the hell it happened.
Oh, no, it was in that house there.
It was, yeah. Ah, okay, understand.
Night has fallen over a brooding, foreboding Holyhead Bay.
This is the true story of the brutal murder of a man living in one of the remotest corners of the UK.
From the cliffs, the birds have bolted.
The man is in a critical condition in hospital after being shot with a crossbow near Holyhead.
Darted away as an Easter darkness stoops to sea.
Who on earth would have a crossbow in the middle of the night in rural Anglesey? It was so odd.
An April midnight, cloaking the coves along a land of dusky farmsteads and lonely lanes.
It's a very quiet area. It's a middle of nowhere, really.
On Anglesey, northwest Wales, Good Friday sneaks up in its shroud.
I've never seen anyone with injuries like this. This is a terrible thing to do to another human being.
While a TV glimmers in a front room amongst the fields.
There's nothing in his past that is giving us any motive.
Not far away, a forlorn Land Rover Discovery swallows the silence.
But if anybody knows anything about this, then I urge them to come forward.
White as a shock, it shoots along the tracks, headlamps stinging, a trail of red in its wake.
At 12:30 on Good Friday 2019, a crossbow bolt tears through the body of a quiet retired man on the remote coast of Anglesey. There are no witnesses, there is no forensic evidence, and there is no motive. A case whose twists and turns only get stranger in the months that follow. The story of the crossbow killer is presented by Meg Parry and me, Tim Hinman. Coming soon to BBC Sounds.